Here we have a quorum.
I think so. I think we're ready to start.
Was roll call already called?
No. We're going to start right now. So I want to welcome everyone to the May 15th Education POC meeting. Michael, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. Commissioner Dean?
Present.
Commissioner Smith? Commissioner Stone?
Here.
Commissioner Langillo?
Here.
Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Commissioner Burke?
Here.
And Commissioner John?
Here.
Madam Chair, we have... was that Commissioner Smith?
Is that Robert?
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Perfect. Is there any staff on the call that would like to identify themselves?
Jim Hammers.
Paul Magani.
Tom Campbell.
And Michael Clark.
Perfect. All right. We've got our agenda. Does anyone have any changes to the agenda? Not hearing any. Is there a motion and a second to approve this meeting agenda?
Move approval. Stone.
Second, John.
Second, Brown.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving this agenda, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The agenda is approved. Next, we have our March 26th meeting minutes. Did anyone have any changes to those minutes? Not hearing any. Is there a motion and a second to approve the March 26th meeting minutes?
Move approval, Stone.
Second, Burke.
Second, Brown.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving the March 26th meeting minutes, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Minutes are approved. Right. We have no accreditor applications, so we'll move right on to our new courses. And the first course is course number 965.0, Advanced FBC Fair Housing versus Florida Accessibility Code, FBC Accessibility, Who, What, When, Where, and that's provided by AIA Florida and accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael, can you tell us about this course?
Yes, Madam Chair. This is the two-hour instructor-led course that compares fair housing regulations with the requirements of the FBC accessibility. Also discussed is the requirement for common and public use areas, highlighting little-notice elements which are not well-known to practitioners, as well as those where non-compliances are commonly found during field inspections. This advanced course will look beyond code requirements and dive into the weeds of compliance, providing specific reusable guidance for architects. Madam Chair, as the administrative review of this course, I found no way to recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any POC comment on the course? Would anyone like to make a motion? Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Smith.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 965.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 965.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 967.0, Advanced FBC Life Safety Plans, Codes, and Graphics Online, provided by AIA Florida and accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour online course that will highlight the information required by the Florida Building Code, FBC 6th Edition 2017, to show compliance with the requirements for means of egress in Chapter 10. The course will review the FBC requirements for means of egress and show, using the methods of National Fire Protection Association Standard 170, how to prepare a code-compliant life safety plan. Madam Chair, after an administrative review of this course, it was found that the 6th edition 2017 of the Florida Building Code was referenced in the BCIS description of the course syllabus, the after-course quiz title, and on slides 36, 124, 127, and 131 of the course PowerPoint. As a result, I recommend conditional approval of this course, subject to all of the 6th edition 2017 references being changed to the 7th edition 2020 of the Florida Building Code.
Okay. Is the provider or the accreditor on the call? Is there any other public comment on this course? Is there any POC comment on the course?
Yes, I have. I have a comment. The title includes the word graphic, but throughout the presentation they use the word symbols. So I would request that they change the title from graphics to symbols, so it reflects more on what's in the content.
Okay, anyone else?
Chairman, this is Commissioner Smith. I got here a little bit late. Just wanted to know, let you know I was here.
Fantastic. Thank you. You marked that. Okay. Would anyone like to make a motion for a conditional approval?
Commissioner Smith,
motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
I second it. This is David John.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 967.0 with a conditional approval, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Course number 967.0 is conditionally approved. All right. Next, we have course number 963.0, Advanced Internet Course, FBC Plumbing, General Regulations 2020. That's provided by PDH Now, and it's accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that is based on Chapter 3, Florida Building Code Plumbing, General Regulations. It offers an in-depth or advanced study for the Florida professional engineer designing building plumbing systems under the code. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any POC comment on this course? Is there a motion?
Approval.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I second. This is David John.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 963.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 963.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 964.0. This is Florida Building Code, Chapter 9, Fire Protection Systems. It's provided by Stay Safe Enterprises, LLC, and it's accredited by Alarm Association of Florida. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that is designed for license holders, technicians, and contractors in need of their one-hour advanced internet course requirement. This course presents information on the Florida Building Code, Chapter 9, Fire Protection System. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that the correct answers to the end-of-course quiz were not identified. As a result, I recommend conditional approval of this course, subject to the correct answers being identified for the end of the course quiz. And Madam Chair, as a side note, I spoke directly with the provider, and he checked, and he said that he uploaded the wrong version of the test, so he's aware of it.
Okay. All right. I'll do my POC comment now. I also had written down that I couldn't find the timeline. Were you able to find the timeline?
I'm checking right now.
Okay. All right. While you're doing that, is there any other public comment on this course? Is there any other POC comment on the course?
Madam Chair, you are correct. There is no timeline.
Okay. All right. So we'll add that to the conditional as well. Okay. All right. Anyone have anything else to comment on this course? All right. Is there a motion for a conditional approval?
I make the motion.
Thank you. Is there a second? Okay, I'll second it. All those in favor of approving course number 964.0 as a conditional approval, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, course number 964.0 is conditionally approved. Next, we have course number 951.0, and this is advanced wood design and construction in the Florida Building Code online. And it's provided by Contractor Campus, Inc., and it's accredited by Cove Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that discusses the requirements of Chapter 23 of the Florida Building Code. The course will provide students with a deep understanding of the general requirements of wood construction and how being in an HVAC affects those requirements. The course explores general code requirements for wood and explores the allowable stress design method. Design requirements affecting HVAC are explained, including vertical and horizontal framing, anchorage, sheathing, and connectors. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval. Madam Chair, as a side note, I talked directly with the accreditor about this course, and I don't know if anybody picked up on this, but it was accredited to the 2017 code.
Yes.
And the provider knew it and knows that they'll have to come back and redo this before January, but technically we can approve through the current code, which is the 2017 code.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that clarification. I did notice that, but I assumed that they knew what they were selecting. So is there any public comment on this course? Is there any POC comment on the course?
Yeah, I have a couple comments. One, and this is to Michael, ask a question to Michael. They only have submitted a course syllabus. Is it required that they fill in the blanks for everything, or can they just do that one?
Technically, as long as they have all the required information on the syllabus, such as the outline, the timeline, the method of evaluation, it's okay. Most folks fill in all the slots. Some folks don't.
Okay. Okay. Then I have a comment on slide on page 37 of 59. They talk, the presentation talks about risk category, and it shows risk category 1, 2, and 3. But you know, I talked to Mo about this, and wood structures are not in the code for risk category 3. So I would really like to see that addressed. And if they're going to put risk categories in there, explain it. But the document that has risk categories is there's at the end at 2309.1, it talks about categories, but that needs to be, I think it's misleading if it's not corrected. That's slide page 37 of 59.
Okay. We can make that recommendation and still approve the course.
Okay. And then one more thing on slide 47 to 59, it shows a stamp, but the stamp's from California. And I would suggest, I would assume that because it's showing that, they're assuming that a California stamp would work in Florida. And I don't know if that's correct, but if they could change the stamp to be a Florida stamp, I think that would help.
Yeah, I picked up on that too, and I wasn't sure.
Hey, this is Mamadani. Let me really elaborate on what have been said. So I think really, it seems like the course, I understand the scope of the course, is mainly chapter 23, which is dealing with wood, is not limited in the scope to the wood frame manual, which applies to one and two family dwellings. I think really, based on what I heard in terms of the description of the course, I think in terms of wood, there is nothing really limit the use of wood construction for those risk category for wind design. However, if the subject matter has to do with the one and two family with the wood frame for one and two family dwellings, that will be limited to only risk category two. I just want to make sure that maybe the trainer would kind of in the training course to clarify how the wood frame manual for one and two family dwelling applies and what its limitations and how chapter 23 altogether is really govern wood construction, which also in this case wood can build for risk category three building. All right, thank you.
Okay, is there any other comment on the course? Michael, were you able to capture the concerns?
More or less. Yes, I think so, Madam Chair.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, is there a motion to approve this course?
I'll move approval of the course.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Smith.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 951.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 951.0 is approved. Last of the new courses is course number 969.0, Advanced Available Fault Current Online. And this is provided by electricallicenserenewal.com. And it's accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that examines the difficult topics of available fault current, short circuit current ratings, fully rated and series rated electrical systems, and places them in an easy-to-understand format. Based on Florida Building Code 2027th edition and the National Electric Code. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Does anyone on the POC have any comments? Is there a motion for approval?
I'll move, Smith.
I'll move approval.
Thank you. Is there a second?
A second, it's John.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 969.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Course number 969.0 is approved. So now we're
going to be...
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
I'm sorry?
Madam Chair, this is Commissioner Brown. May I inquire if you have a quorum without my presence? I have a personal situation that I need to give some attention
to. Yes, sir, we do.
If you will pardon me, then I'm going to drop off.
Thank you. You're excused.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Item number six, review pending administratively approved updated courses. So our first one is course number 881.1. And this is 4-hour advanced internet course on Chapter 16, Florida Building Code, 7th edition, 2020. It's provided by PDH Now, and it's accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a 4-hour online course that is designed as an advanced distance learning interactive course that enables the practicing professional engineer to review the Florida Building Code, Chapter 16, building structural design, 7th edition, 2020. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any POC comment on the course? Is there a motion for approval?
Motion for approval, Smith.
Thank you. Is there a second?
This is John. Yes, I second.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 881.1, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 881.1 is approved. Next, we have course number 901.1, 4-hour advanced internet course on Chapter 9, FBC, 7th edition, 2020. This is provided by PDH Now, and it's accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a 4-hour online course that is based on Chapter 9, Florida Building Code, Building 7th Edition 2020, Fire Protection System. It offers an in-depth or advanced study for the Florida professional engineer designing fire protection systems under the code. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any POC comment on the course? Is there a motion for approval?
I make a motion to approve. This is John.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Thank you.
All those in favor of approving course number 901.1, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 901.1 is approved. Last in this group is course number 689.2, 2020 Advanced Building Code, 7th Edition, Fire Protection, Internet. And this is provided by Titan Continuing Education, Inc., and it's accredited by Bill Dumbaugh. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a 1-hour online course that is designed to provide building code officials, contractors, architects, and engineers with an overview of the technical requirements contained in Chapter 7, Fire and Smoke Protection Features of the Florida Building Code Building Volume. This course will also assist code users in identifying specific code changes that have occurred in the 7th edition 2020 of the code and to understand the reasons behind those changes. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the course? Is there any POC comment on the course? Is there a motion?
I make a motion to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Smith.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 689.2, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 689.2 is approved. Our next group are the self-affirmed one-change updated courses, and the first one of these is 854.0 2020 Advanced Training FMA AAMA 200 Window Installation. And that's provided by JC Code and Construction Consultants, and the prior accreditor was JDB Code Services, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a 1-hour instructor-led course designed to familiarize code officials, design professionals, and contractors with an overview of the window and flashing installation requirements contained in the FMA AAMA 200 Window Installation Standards, as referenced in the Florida Building Code Residential Volume. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Any POC comments? Is there a motion for approval?
I make that motion, John.
Yeah.
And a second?
Second, Stone.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 854.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 854.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 629.2, 2020 Advanced Training, the Florida Accessibility Code, Chapter 2, scoping requirements. And this is provided by JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc., and the prior accreditor was Bill Dumbaugh. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course that is designed to provide building code administrators, plans examiners, inspectors, design professionals, and contractors with 2 hours of building code training specifically in the area of scoping requirements as contained in Chapter 2 of the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code Accessibility Volume. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that information contained on slides 6, 14, and 69 was incomplete but not incorrect. The code-related references and information need to be brought up to date on each slide. As a result, I found no other issues and do recommend approval.
Okay. Is there any public comment on the course? Is there any pot comment on the course?
Would this be conditional approval or approval?
It would be an approval, but those three slides just need to have some information added to them. What's on the slide is correct. It's just not complete.
Okay.
And essentially what I'm saying, Commissioner, is references were made to, for example, code editions, and the list ended at 2010. But the implication is all the code editions are listed on the slide, which, of course, they aren't.
Have you communicated with the provider?
No, I haven't. Not on this. I haven't had a chance.
Mr. Stone, I'll move conditional approval just because of the issues.
Is there a second for a conditional approval?
I second it, John.
Okay. All those in favor of approving course 629.2 conditionally, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Course number 629.2 is conditionally approved. And Michael, you'll drop them an email and let them know?
I think the gentleman is on the line now.
Okay. Perfect.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Farinelli from JC Code. Yes, I am here. And the reason why I didn't revise those slides is I was kind of afraid to, for the simple reason that under self-information, it's only one change, and based on the fact that that's how the course was originally approved. But I'd be more than happy to update those slides. And Mr. Clark, that was slide 6, 14,
59.
Excuse me?
That was slides 6, 14, and 69.
And 69.
Correct.
All right. Do you want me to make those changes and send it back to you?
No. Let me initiate this through the system. Thank you.
Very well, sir. Thank you.
All right. Next course is course number 853.0, Advanced Training, Accessible Routes Under the Florida Accessibility Code. And this is provided by JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc., and the prior accreditor was JDB Code Services, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course designed to provide building code administrators, plans examiners, inspectors, design professionals, and contractors with 2 hours of advanced building code training on the technical provisions contained in Chapter 4 of the 7th edition 2020 of the Florida Building Code Accessibility Volume, Chapter 4, Accessible Routes. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Does anyone on the POC have any comment? Is there a motion for approval?
I make a motion, John.
Thank you. Is there a second? Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 853.0, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Course number 853.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 912.0, 2020 Advanced Training, Smoke Alarms Under the FBC Residential and NFPA 72. And this is provided by JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. And the prior accreditor was JDB Code Services, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that is designed to familiarize code officials, design professionals, and contractors with an overview of the location and installation requirements for smoke alarms contained in the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code, residential volume, and the 2013 edition of NFPA 72, National Fire Alarm and Signaling Code. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any POT comments on the course? Is there a motion?
John, yes, I motion to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Burke, second.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 912.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 912.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 900.1, and this is ESA, Advanced Florida Building Code Fire Alarm System, and it's provided by National Training School, and the prior accreditor was Charles Barr. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that provides an overview of the Florida Building Code for Fire Alarm Systems. The course will cover topics in the Florida Building Code as they relate to fire alarm systems so fire safety implementations can properly be planned and designed. As a result of an administrative review of this course, it was found that the actual course materials were missing, thus could not be reviewed. As a result, I do not recommend approval for this course.
Is the provider on the line? Can we do a deferral?
I don't see why not.
But at least it would give them a chance to come back next meeting.
Well, right. Even if we don't approve, they can come back the next
meeting. Okay.
But if you want to call it a deferral, that's up to you guys.
Is there any monetary difference? If we do a denial, do they have to reapply and pay again?
Well, no, these are self-deferred courses. They did this themselves.
Okay.
So they didn't have to go through an accreditor.
Okay. Well, is that the POC's discretion? You can either deny or defer, your choice. I would like to make a motion.
Move deferral, Stone.
Is there a second?
Smith, second.
Thank you. All those in favor of deferring course number 900.1, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, course number 900.1 is deferred to our next meeting to give the provider a chance to complete his application. Next, we have course number 75.2, 2020, Advanced 2020, 7th Edition, Florida Accessibility Code. And this is provided by Boss Construction School, and the prior accreditor was JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course that addresses the accessibility requirements for the 2020 7th edition Florida Building Code accessibility. The course is given in a classroom setting and uses the PowerPoint presentation, Advanced 2020 7th edition Florida Building Code accessibility. As a result of an administrative review of this course, it was found that the 2014 Florida Building Code was referenced in the footer of the syllabus, which needs to be updated to the 2020 Florida Building Code. Otherwise, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Is there any public comment on the course? Any comment from the POC?
Yes, this is John. I found that the next course, 821.2, is this exactly the same thing, but has been updated to 7th edition.
Yes,
so So I say we reject a 7252, but basically confirm, if we confirm 8212, we would confirm the same presentation.
Commissioner, technically these are two separate courses because one is being used online and one is an instructor-led course.
Okay, okay.
Well, Michael's recommending approval.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the approval or would you prefer a conditional? And this is only on course number 725.2.
And, well, and all of the other references are correct. I just forgot to do it in the footer.
I agree with you, Michael. If they change the 2014 to the current code, then I would accept it.
So is that a motion for approval?
Question to Michael, can we approve without and just assume they're going to make that change?
Yes, because I'll immediately after when everything goes through the plenary session, then I will place the courses in such a way in the system where they'll make the changes and I'll see it.
Okay.
Move conditional approval, Stone.
Okay, so that's a motion for a conditional approval. Is there a second?
I second it.
All right. All those in favor of approving course number 725.2 as a conditional approval, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 725.2 is conditionally approved. And last course is course number 821.2. 2020 Online Advanced 2020 7th Edition Florida Building Code Accessibility. This is provided by Boss Construction School, and the prior accreditor was JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour online course that uses a PowerPoint presentation to teach about the Advanced 2020 7th Edition Florida Building Accessibility. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Is there any public comment on the course? Is there any POC comment on this course? Is there a motion?
I make a motion to approve. This is John.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 821.2, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Course number 821.2 is approved. Item number 8, Education Administrator Activity Report, please.
Madam Chair, the Education Administrator Activity Report contains brief and normal descriptions of the activities of the administrator from March 18th through May 10th, 2020, which includes information related to staffing the EdPOC meetings and handling various inquiries from a variety of sources concerning the Florida Building Commission's education program. Also included in the report is the training funding information for 2019-2020, which is being promoted by Building a Safer Florida. Madam Chair, if there are no questions, that concludes the Education Administrator's report as part of the May EdPOC agenda.
Thank you. Does anyone from the public or the POC have any questions on the report? Okay, not hearing any. Does any POC member have any discussion items that they'd like to bring up at this time?
Commissioner Dean, it's Tom Campbell, and I have something I'd like to talk about.
Please.
Jim, could you bring back up Michael's administrator activity report, please? And go down to page 2 where it talks about the funding. Staff is in the process of preparing the purchase order for next fiscal year's training funding for the minimum 1 hour program category. We are planning on setting aside more funding for topics that deal with changes in the Florida Building Code 7th edition 2020 and hurricane mitigation, flood resistance, and wind resistance. Currently, there are a little more than 13,000 continuing ed hours that are available to be funded in that category. We plan to keep about half of those as is for right now, where they're just general code education. And then for the other half, we plan to split them in between the changes to the new edition of the code and to, again, the hurricane mitigation, flood resistance, and wind resistance. And we will include this as a specific agenda item for the commission meeting in June. I just wanted to bring it to your attention now, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that anybody might have.
Anyone have any questions? All right, fantastic. Thank you for that update.
Thank you.
Any other POC member have anything they'd like to discuss at this time? Anyone from the general public? Not hearing anything, so I guess we can go for our roll call for adjournment. Please.
Commissioner Dean.
Present.
Commissioner Smith.
Present.
Commissioner Stone.
Still here.
Commissioner Langio.
Here.
Commissioner Brown. Commissioner Brown.
He left.
You remember he left at...
Oh, that's right, that's right.
At item 5, right.
Commissioner Burke.
Here.
And Commissioner John.
Here.
Madam Chair, all accounted for.
All right. Well, thank you all for your attendance today. We had a long list, and I think we're going to have some longer lists in the months to come, so I really appreciate your attendance and your patience. Everyone have a good day and a good weekend. We are adjourned.